figure out the lady in red. She's wearing a crown, the queen of lesbian friends. She gives you just enough to keep you interested. She knows the just how to keep your heart on the ground.
It's a Local Music Thursday and the Gary Sharp Show. This song really just puts you in a mood, especially with what it looks like outside right now. This is Drew Red, and the song is called Lady in Red. You can hear Drew on his SoundCloud. He's got a ton of music up there. Along these lines, a little bit more hip-hop and rap infused with his sound as well. He's super-duper talented, and he's working on some new stuff. He actually has sent me over his latest single. We can't play that one, Gary. That one's got some bad words in it. But it's good. This one is good as well. Check him out on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Drew-Red, R-E-D-D. It's Drew Red on a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
She knows the right moves. She knows just how to keep.
More throughout the show. We roll till 2 on this Thursday, the opening day of the Masters. Now 2 are tied at 3 under. Hideki Matsui is three under through 10. He is tied with Christian Bezenudoit. I think he's German. He is 3 under as well through 8. The top American, Webb Simpson, is 2 under through 8 as well. So keep you updated. Looks like a beautiful day in Augusta, where the roars have kind of returned. Not as the throng of patrons, but a good collection of fans. And the course conditions, firm and fast, are the greens. So I want to get this out there so I'm on the board. I like Justin Thomas to win. My sleeper is Cameron Smith, the mullet man. Matthew Fitzpatrick is somebody I like as well in the sleeper category. Top 10 lock, John Rahm, who is 1 under through 7 as a new father. One of the better golfers that will not win it, that I'm assured of, I don't think Koepka will win this year. But there's another golfer that is becoming more known. He's only started 14 tournaments. He's only missed the cut in one and only been outside of the top 30 in 2. And I like where he's at right now. Is Will Zalatoris, who I like all of his numbers to win at Augusta. Strokes gain tee to green. Off the tee, strokes gain. He is currently 1 under through 14. The state of American golf is really, really good. As I dropped a little nugget on you, 8 of the top 10 are U.S. Players. So American golf is still great, even without Tiger Woods being in Augusta. Because people wonder, with no Tiger, I mean, we remember the last time that the Masters was played on their normal calendar, what Tiger did to all of us, and he is definitely a storyline. ESPN has done a lot of vignettes, some tributes to Tiger, and what he did the last time we had an Augusta National played in April. And also, it is on this date, go back in 2001 at the age of 25, when he won the Masters to sweep all four majors. So he's definitely prevalent, and some may not watch because there's no Tiger. Some of us might watch because it's the Masters and we love golf, but especially it's the Masters. You get the course, you get the best of the best playing, and there's something special about the back nine on Sunday. And we know the holes. The holes never change. It's the only major that doesn't bounce around the country or the world. We know what we get when we go to Augusta National. We just don't get Tiger. But golf is going to be okay. I mean, it probably will never have the bump that they got when Tiger took off, But American golf is still really, really good. And there are deeper pool of golfers that are exceptional. And, you know, Tiger's missing. It is a story. But there's also then Jordan Spieth is a story. Is his long road back? Will he be enough to drive ratings? You know, there's the story of Spieth. He's kind of an enduring appeal. A guy young in his career, won at Augusta, but somebody that also post-Augusta up until recently, meltdown after meltdown after meltdown. I mean, I think there's ghosts at Augusta. If you've struggled there or there's a particular hole, I'm sure when Spieth gets to 12 every time, it's like, oh! But he's got some appeal that would draw TV ratings. I mean, the long road back. He was in a bad spot playing bad golf. People have wondered, what's wrong with Jordan Spieth? Where'd that Jordan Spieth go? And then maybe you don't like Jordan Spieth because of things he says while he's golfing, or maybe how he comes across. Got too good too early in his career. Well, he's played pretty well of late. And he would be somebody that if he's in the final grouping on Sunday or on that first page of the leaderboard, that would draw people. DeChambeau, he's irritating. He's the villain. But you go, man, there's Popeye playing golf. Can he play a good enough golf to win at Augusta? And DeChambeau's not a fluke. He's won a major. The absence this year, I don't think will have as big of impact as some might think. There's more people gambling. I mean, go to FanDuel Sportsbook. Gary162 is your promo code. Get in on all the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. There's more and more gambling opportunities on Augusta. And I think the ratings will be okay because it's back on the normal calendar. It's everything about Augusta in terms of when it falls on the sports calendar is normal. And that's why we talk about this a lot on the show and we get asked, okay, what'll be that first sporting event that tips you and go, we're back to normal. Even with a full house in Arlington with the Rangers and the Blue Jays the other day, I still wasn't, okay, sports is back and that's normal. But Augusta is kind of helping because it's the normal time of the year when it's supposed to happen. And we're getting closer to a sporting event where it's a sight for sore eyes and you go, amen, corner. We're getting closer. Fans are back. Watching last November, that was awkward. I'm watching College Game Day was at Augusta National. Watching football during the day and you got the Masters going on. It just didn't seem right. The course wasn't the same. Dustin Johnson, remember what he shot? What his final total was? He obliterated the course because the course wasn't close to what it's normally like. Firm and fast on the greens. Now it looks normal. They hadn't, you know, had to work with the seating and everything else. Augusta looks normal. So that's kind of the tipping point to, here we go. It's spring. The weather's warming up. This is also kind of the unofficial kickoff to the golf season that it's arrived. The wait is over that we get Augusta, and it's been promoted on TV, I think, since Christmas. But seeing it today and watching the leaderboard and figuring out your weekend of, okay, where are you going to be for the back nine on Sunday? Is it going to be like normal where you're laying on the couch? This is about as close as we've gotten of late to a sporting event in how we frame it with our lives and some sense of normalcy. Augusta's going to take care of that. Not back yet, but man, it's pretty close to sit here and watch Augusta National on a Thursday in April. It'll be even nicer if some of the guys that I picked would be doing well and be playing on Sunday.
True.
Mm-hmm. It helps that it's a normal time of the year. I mean, football helped a little bit with that. The NFL schedule never changed. You know, we're still off on the NBA and the NHL. What do we have in the NBA? A month still to go before the playoffs?
Yeah.
We would be essentially a week from the start of the playoffs on a normal calendar.
Bingo.
You know, baseball, as we watched the first week of baseball, they're going on a normal calendar. So you watch parks that have fans in them and you check box scores and you work with your fantasy team and you argue about your team and you think at 3-3 as a Cub fan, why can't they hit? Oh, geez. I mean, that's kind of feeling like a sense of normalcy. But Augusta National is one that the sight for sore eyes and going, yes, here we go. We'll keep you updated throughout the show on the leaderboard where my man, Will, is now tied for first. There's a four-way tie. Siwoo Kim is 3-under as well to join Matsuyama. Will, keep an eye on Will, an American golfer who this is his 15th start. Only missed the cut once. All right, 11:53. Coming up here in a little bit, Jacob Padilla will join us. Cam Chick from the Nebraska baseball team in the next hour. If you missed our earlier conversation in this hour with Creighton volleyball coach Kirsten Bernthal Booth, I highly recommend listening to it on the radio replay page after our show is over. There is great stuff in there. Volleyball NCAA tournament Field of 48 starts next week in this town at the CHI Health Center. The first three rounds are inside of the convention center, where if you've ever been in there for a trade show, Berkshire Hathaway weekend, or basketball, there's a big basketball tournament that is put on every time during the summer. You know how large it is. They're going to have courts set up in there. And then when they make it to, I think it's the Elite Eight, everything else moves into the big arena. But you'll start to see teams showing up this weekend. I'll start checking into, I think they're using six hotels in downtown Omaha. You may or may not know it's here if you're in another part of Omaha and you're not in downtown or you're not a volleyball fan. But all of the matches are either going to be on TV or they'll be streamed. All right, 11:54. Jacob is coming up next on a Local Music Thursday on 1620 The Zone. You'll hear throughout the day as we partner with St. Jude. They are leading the way. The world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. Their mission is clear, finding cures, saving children, becoming a partner in hope today. That's what you can do. All you have to do is call 1-800-330-9727. Families never receive a bill from St. Jude. Did you know that? Treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all a family should worry about is helping their child live. And you can become a partner in hope today. 1-800-330-9727. The St. Jude Radiothon is brought to you by Azteca Family Restaurant. 20 years offering you the best Mexican food. The Angel of the Hour is the El Rancho Restaurant. 25 years offering authentic Mexican food in South Omaha. Stop by, enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with their homemade tortillas. They have the most delicious burritos in town, and they also offer made-from-scratch margaritas. El Rancho Restaurant is a proud sponsor of the St. Jude's Radiothon, located at 21st Street in Martha in South Omaha.